MTC Alliance is our brainchild, and it's an instrument which we used for elections in 2018. And it's an instrument which we can use even in the coming election, depending if we need to. So that is our brainchild, there's no question around it. That we own it, there's no question around it. So as and when necessary, we will use it.
The MTC Alliance is also saying that they are going to be fielding candidates under MTC Alliance, meaning that there will be two MTC alliances. So is that not going to cause confusion?
No, there will never be two MTC alliances. The owners of the name, the people behind the project will use it. They will never be two. Don't worry about that. It will not get there.
And indications from the MTC Alliance are that the MTCT is being used by the ruling ZANU-PF party, which appears to be cascading towards a one-party state. Do you agree with that?
No, of course, it's absurd. You cannot wake up in the morning. I can't wake up in the morning now and claim that I'm now Gibbs Dube. And if the law catches up with me and then I say no, you, as the owner of the name, you are being used by the state to destroy me. That's, in essence, that is their argument. You can't just wake up in the morning and pick up somebody's name and insist that it's your name. And then when that person is looking for remedies against the infringement, that is the case. So one, if there is anyone who's creating a one-party state, it's them, because their behavior and their actions are typically of the ZANU that we know of Mkari that we have been fighting all along.
So how are you going to shake off that tag that people are actually saying you are working with ZANU-PF for the appeasement of the ruling party and nothing else?
Well, I hope, I know that there are reasonable people in Zimbabwe. There are those that that seem to put a premium on propaganda. I think everybody saw Dr. Tsvangirai launch the alliance. Everybody knows that there is an alliance agreement. Which alliance agreement says the president of MTCT is also the president of the MTC Alliance. And we know that the courts have solved that matter. Nelson Chamisa went to court, he was claiming that he is the legitimate successor to Dr. Tsvangirai. The court said no, the legitimate successor is Dr. Kubi. So it must then therefore follow that what Dr. Tsvangirai launched in 2017, which was the MTC Alliance, which the agreement says he is by default the president of it as well, by reason of being the president of MTCT, that all of that has since moved to Dr. Kubi. So here I'm really thinking and hoping that I'm speaking to reasonable people, people who can follow logic in their arguments. Remember, last month or so, I did a press conference at Harvest House, and I've said they've written affidavits, they've sent those affidavits to the courts, 5 of them, they did them fraudulently so. And in the very same week, they had to withdraw that court case on the same basis that I had raised, that they have submitted fraudulent affidavits. So these are people got no respect for rules. They are unhinged. They do things as they please. They make up things as they go along the way, because people just swallow whatever they claim is reality, when in reality that's not true.
So are you going to take them to court if they failed candidates using MTC Alliance?
We hope that common sense will prevail, but if common sense doesn't prevail, obviously, that is where this whole thing is going to end up. I said this in one of our press conferences. We're going to stop them using our slogans, using our emblems, using our colors, using our names. We're going to stop all of this nonsense.